Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Office of Cannabis Management held a second cannabis retailer license lottery yesterday. OCM Interim Director Eric Taubel.
Demand studies have shown that Minnesota has a slightly higher than average demand for cannabis. And so we know there will be high demand, and we anticipate there being a lot of room for cannabis operators to get into this market in the coming months.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is expanding the current air quality alert into northern, central, south central, and southwest Minnesota. Canadian wildfire smoke prompted the initial alert for the northwest corner of the state through 11 p.m. Friday. Officials say the smoke will reach southwest, northeast, and central Minnesota by tomorrow morning and move into east central and south central Minnesota in the afternoon. Air quality is expected to improve Friday. Another 75 licenses were given out using a digital lottery drawing system. Political analysts expect a Democratic candidate to win the seat of Woodbury DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell. But Stephen Shire from Carleton College says surprises can happen in a special election.
Special elections usually involve a much smaller turnout. That adds a wild card to the mix in that which candidate has the money and the enthusiasm and the get-out-the-vote effort. Hard to predict in a special election.
Woodbury State Representative Amanda Hemmingson-Yeager announced she's running for the District 47 Senate seat. The special election hasn't been scheduled. Airmen and soldiers are stepping into the chaos of combat without ever leaving Minnesota. Today, the medical simulation training camp at Camp Ripley in Little Falls will host a joint training mission for airmen from the 133rd and 148th Medical Groups and soldiers from the Distribution Support Battalion, First Lieutenant Colton Rossow with the Minnesota National Guard.
They're going to be doing what's called tactical combat casualty care. And so this will simulate emergency medical treatment in a combat setting alongside Army and Air Medic.
Ross says the course gives airmen the tools to save lives in high-stress, high-threat environments. It's about being ready no matter how tough or remote the battlefield. This is MNN. The body of a missing La Crosse, Wisconsin woman has been found in the Mississippi River. The La Crosse Police Department was informed by the Houston County Sheriff's Office that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found this morning. Hines' body was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, which is about 15 miles downriver from La Crosse. Police are still investigating and are waiting on the results of an autopsy for an official cause of death. Ag officials in the upper Midwest are warning livestock producers not to ignore the threat of New World screwworm. Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Executive Director Caitlin Root says producers need to pay attention.
Stay focused on what's going on, even though it's in Mexico currently. And that seems like it's a really far ways away, but we know how cattle movements work, and we will be affected by this, especially if the screwworm is able to make it to the United States and cattle movements stop or they look different.
Root says summers in the upper Midwest are warm enough to allow New World screwworm to complete its life cycle and potentially spread.